Welcome to my lovely IHP community. Today we're going to be talking about the 5D mystic spirituality journey with our twin flame or flames, our lovely oversoul relationships, and the huge, huge difference from 4D. Basically, they have it all wrong, but let me get to why. And the 4D collective is for the 4D collective. 3D collective, same thing goes. It's not a competition, but there is this thing called the capacity to be self and self-aware. I'm attachment trauma-informed. So I'm the 5D mystic, enlightenment, woo-woo, pseudoscience lady, because I respect academia and because we cannot prove mysticism. But a 5D person isn't interested in that, because for us, our journey begins, for me, with Jesus and continues. And God, I call Akash, and consciousness, and the physicists and quantum physicists, they look into it as the hard problem of consciousness. Makes me laugh. But then again, I totally get it, because I was in academia. So they call it a problem because they're doing academic research. We're going to talk about our lovely brain. And so here's where this right here, it's simply integration of the brain, because I have a child-centric environment. So myself stayed whole and I stayed differentiated, because at the age of 3, even though my mom was coming to spank me, I told her she couldn't. And that's because she didn't make me afraid of her, because she didn't get in her sympathetic. And she didn't terrorize me with getting in her sympathetic. Very straightforward. She also repaired ruptures whenever she would get upset, let's say, and yell at me or something. But I didn't do anything. I was just being a kid. She came and talked about it. So talking is important. And in fact, the ideal parenting style is a third attunement and repairing ruptures. Thank you, Daniel Siegel, and the entire attachment trauma keep that I learned from. So integration of the brain, it's easy, but the motivation needs to be yours. So I see people online telling us about their pathology and deciding that they're going to stay with, for example, avoidant attachment and have this longing here for no other reason except for they're doing a great job with journaling and mindfulness, according to their therapist. So why bother? We're all fucked up. No, nobody's fucked up. Technically, you learn about trauma charges, about yourself, and about the fact that you can return home to secure attachment body, which is what your actual first year of life infant was looking for. But let's not, you know, believe in the neuroscientist, neurobiologist, shall we? We shall believe to the yoga brings demons out of you people, or the ones who don't understand how there's no demon that possesses you, nightmare after nightmare, but that there's a lovely neuroscientist named Patrick McNamara who's looking into a lot of what is shamanic tradition, da da da. So spirituality sciences, one and the same. Except for sciences, dispels the myths of spirituality, and 4D keeps wanting to talk about the oversoul as if there are energy vampires, dark auras, or anyways, they don't understand that when you have trauma, charges, and memory, that a person needs support in order for them to find a secure attachment figure, safe haven, secure base. So 5D collective, we're all basically in favor of what Jesus shared. It's called consciousness, Christ consciousness for a reason. When I came across the term, I was very excited. I still am. And today that I know exactly how it's playing out, I'm like, okay, I got it. Because I already knew that life, intuitively, because I was raised with Jesus and God, life never auto-destructs. The only people who think so are the misanthropists. They hate, dislike, and mistrust humanity. Go figure, right? And that's what I would tell my teenage friends. You know you're talking about yourself, right? No, Maria, I'm talking about other people. Well, technically you're talking about yourself. No, Maria, now I know, thank you, Bessel van der Kolk, that the body keeps the score. So if you have a shame cycle, you have a mistrust and a heartbreak and whatever with humanity. Not the other way around. I have a twin, so I didn't get unlucky. Again, I got lucky. I got a human being next to me and a fetus, and then I got to keep on being and living beyond the solo self, spirituality. It is when you have meaning and you are also living connected beyond the solo self, something along those lines. Now, of course, again, 4D, they don't agree with this, nor does 3D. They think technology is taking your humanity away. They think science is the evil of all evils, civilization, a lot of things. Okay, so we're going to leave them to the side. And here's where the self is your actual first step to getting to that spirituality journey, because without you having a whole three-year-old heart, you're going to keep on, I hate, dislike, distrust humanity and have personas of your childhood trauma stuff, by the way, which I see out there. So again, it's very much interesting when you meet 4D, because they're on Elsa's journey. They have a three-year-old. They don't look at their behavior, the maladaptive child behavior, and that their trust break is something called my subjective experience. No, they slap a label on it, like the gender stereotypes, and they say it always happens to me. Because, well, let me think. The tone tells me that you're upset about it, which I'm going to comfort because I'm a divine feminine, and I know that you need nurturing right now, not to be told that you are upset again and that your karma wheel might just be those first 3 years of your life. So remember, we're going to get to some sciences, but before we begin again, or before I continue, so this is some of the cards we're going to look at in between, in case you're curious. That way you guys, gals and days, can look at that. Okay, and I'm not going to always do it, but this time I decided to, so that you could know, since we're using new cards. These ones you already know, and there's that. And then this. Okay. So I like to use cards with our messages because they help me to have visuals. So number one, a 5D mystic knows about herself being her own divine feminine, divine masculine. This is beautiful because you're your own empress and your own emperor. And you have both traits. And when you're a 5D person, you stay grounded in your humanity because you have a window welcome to those so-called emotions. The divine feminine is able to navigate the realms without getting lost. I didn't get lost when I got Claire's. No, I knew that I'd be rejected by a group of people that I love to this day because I grew up with catechism. So I know that not everybody accepts me because I am a mystic and I am a person who reads tarot. I do Akashic record readings. I'm a Reiki master, right? So we got theologians in their little dungeons trying to write papers. No, they've written papers. That's qualitative research, by the way, because there's no repeat sciences. You know how I don't even know because I'm a bachelor's of arts and a master's of arts. But I did hear about how it works whenever there's supposed to be samples in the quantitative way. Okay, so long story short, smart people, even if they don't have a master's degree, they know that social media is for social. And unless you're going to specific organized peer review, that it's really like a small sample. I mean, if I have a survey, which I've done a survey for the Inner Growth Mindset book, 200 people. So I can say my study, but it's 200 people. I'm just saying. Okay, so let's do the math and let's remember that people who use the words, there's the ones who are academics and researchers, and you'll know who they are. Because if you say, hey, you mind sharing with me where you got all those numbers? They'll say, okay, sure. And right now, what we have are finally checks and balances when it comes to the people who have allowed just anyone to write anything. And they're complaining about this misinformation. But I'm going to say, since I remember being able to begin my online marketing journey as a content creator and as a person who consults and guides businesses on online marketing, I remember being given opportunity to write on specific papers. And so I'm going to say it's twofold, as any relationship, by the way, it's twofold. So the wheel of fortune is yours, and the hermit for the 5D mystic, we enjoy our quiet time, not just sometimes, which is why we don't have a saga with our twin flame or flames. And also, we don't need a coach, we don't need to go on else's journey. There's no mission that you're on, meaning give me a shiny star because I have Claire's and I'm more special than somebody else, which is where you see 4D talking about it. You have to find your mission. Your twin flame awakened you and stuff like that. What they did awaken for the people who haven't found their inner child is the fact that they can go home, become whole, and become an independent 1-year-old. So integration of the brain is what a person can move towards again and again and again. Now, again, some people, they need that extra support. So in hermit mode, if you're doing rumination, you're not going to help yourself because your biochemistry is a fear. There's inner critic, outer critic. You have an inner war going on. Oh, and the fucking drinking, drugging, and whatever else bad habits that people think are cool for movies like Hangover. Okay, so the strength to move forward with the chariot, this is where the divine masculines actually, they need to figure out their home, compassion, community, and healthy self-worth. Once they can figure out, oh, wait, I'm not a piece of shit. I come from a family, and this is men, women, days, doesn't matter. If 4D got off of Elsa's journey and they'd say, oh, look, let me get into my skin, I'm a human, versus let me live in the stars. And if they'd get out of this spiritual bypass and pseudo aliveness, they would have double the fun with the clairs. Because the relational field is a sphere of consciousness. And if they stopped with all the conspiracies like, why hypothesize that there's a matrix that's trying to auto-destruct. They're living an adventure movie. Is it not clear? It's clear to me because I'm a three-year-old that likes to have fun in life. And so I'm like, wow, look, humans, we're doing great things. I have fun. Okay, so you keep moving forward when you are a whole three-year-old heart. Okay, so divine feminines, we don't get lost because we're not thinking, oh, because I have twin flame, I'm special and anointed because I have clairs. Oh, I must be more special. Let me carry that cross. That's not it at all. Okay, so here's where my recent course with Daniel is on consciousness. And consciousness is when you have integration, again, of the brain. And that is at least that you're aware of emotions that come up, self-awareness, self-reflection. Yep, but not with a left mode that chit-chatters, you know, nightmare stuff. No, you if you're going to be open to change and integration, that means you bring, so we do the inner growth mindset. And that is where you want to realize that your heart-centeredness is your truth. And the external process of becoming your highest expression in the world. So the human version, being yourself, which is what the IHP is all about. Yes, you get to be you, I get to be me. And here's where Gaia reminds us that we're connected to each other, to the great Mother Earth and the universe. So 4D keeps thinking that humans need to go. And it's kind of like when people get on YouTube and say, you need to stop using technology. And it's like, huh. You're on YouTube right now. I'm thinking you have what's called inconsistent, contingent, not communication within your own self because you're speaking words and you're on a platform. So if you want people off of it because you think it's bad, then you should be off of it too. So that's what happens when you got a 5D, an integrated brain. It's like, that's hypocrisy. That's hypocrisy. That's a contradiction. That's another one. What are they doing? Oh, they don't have their inner child. So they don't believe in themselves just yet. As a whole person, like you see right here, okay, your sense of self-worth based on our gifts and talents. Okay, so this is where I love that children can get trophies all the time. And I've heard of these parents that don't want all the children to get trophies. But you see, I have a different opinion about that because I'm a child inside and I don't like competition. But what I also know, and see this because I'm a twin, is that our gifts and talents don't need to be praised in such a way as if everything's perfect, okay? So there's a way that you can share with all your, you know, children in general that perfection doesn't exist. And it is the way of the nervous system of the parent. I have to say, that's what it is. It's the way that you talk to kid. And so when you allow them to be imperfect and you let them know they're still worthy, but see, I come from a family that involves the Southern Italians, so the Neapolitans, I'm pretty sure it's at least here, they have this saying, every cockroach is beautiful to their mother. So you grow up knowing that even if you're the most horrendous looking thing ever, that you're still going to be loved. And this is where Gabor Mate comes to mind, because as he says and shares, children need to be accepted lovingly, then not work for hard love or not work for love at all, and allowed to express our basic human emotions. And you know how many parents allow their child to cry in public or get angry or be disgusted or do anything without? I've seen many kids getting yelled at in a way that's unnecessary because those parents expect that child to somehow already be grown up and to suppress those emotions, which creates a trust break within here. And so they're ashamed. Oh, that's really not necessary. Okay, so it's something that people who get informed talk about easily, and we don't point fingers at parents. I see a parent slapping a kid. Of course, I'm not in favor of it, but I don't know the dynamic. So I'm not a person who's going to go assume that I can go telling people what to do with their life. Those are the people who are on their recovery journey, and they're like Braveheart. They think that they got a group, and they're the superheroes, and then they go point fingers. I got taught as a child bad manners. Take your finger off. Stop pointing. I also got taught by Jesus and God about being humble. So I'd say that the law exists. There's a lot of people that prance around, like I, as a smoker, looking at me like I'm some disgusting person. Yeah. Okay, communication. So some of us, we don't really do the, oh my gosh, they've been so brainwashed that now they look at me. We just leave it alone and say, you know what? I'm sure we'll balance things out because luckily the ones that thrive are the ones who expand. And that's because communication. It supports our ability to exchange information in many different forms. It reminds us to run every piece of information, both incoming and outgoing, through our heart, the center of our truth, to stay in the flow of source and balanced exchange. 4D thinks that source is like an entity. I remember learning how, okay, this isn't God. This isn't an entity. This is energy. Why are you still thinking of it in a way as if it's going to gift you something? But see, I also learned with God when I was growing up that you don't get gifted things. You have two hands and two feet and you walk. So everything happens for a reason. Every action has a reaction, and everything that's meant to come finds its way. Life always brings you more. So 5D mystic divine feminine knows that nothing is being taken away from her ever. Not even nothing. Especially when it's relationship time. That's a bonus in life. I have air. I've got water. I got food. What else do I need? I don't need you. You don't need me. That's a 0-1-year-old who's independent. Now remember, I'm a solo poly, so there is a difference. And I'm an independent, empowered woman, so there's another difference. And I am a divine feminine, but divine feminines are not always women. Okay, so the frequency of Earth, it supports our deep connection to the physical plane, which 4D lacks because they have pseudo-aliveness for reasons that their default mode network is looking for their next codependent type relationship. This is the sad part, limerence. The obsessive thinking, the fact that they don't know how to use their brain to work out of what is rumination. Those first 3 years of your life, we're going to get to that in a minute. So if somebody doesn't look at themselves and say, wow, wait, I think I'm a love dependent. I think that I'm manipulating and distorting every time I'm in a relationship something. And then I get controlling and angry when I move into grandiosity. And then I want to avoid and I close myself off and I'm desperate and upset because nobody wants me. And then maybe I go and think I'm better than anyone. Yeah, I've seen all four happen, like a little circle again and again, again. Women, men, theys. I'm 44. It's like, where are the people who grew up? What's wrong with, why is everybody a Pinocchio with ears and tails? So it's not gender stereotypes. It's actively people who don't look, hey, my maladaptive child behavior came up. And Stephen Porges, he makes a great case about it. He says, anytime you meet biological rudeness, Maria, this is from my courses, not that I've interacted with him, but every time you meet it, remember, they're going to justify their actions. They're not going to look at themselves, and they're not going to notice, I'm pouting about something. And I've noticed online, after EMDR, child parts work, and somatics, people saying, I don't want to do personal development. So, motivation, anyone? 5D relationships, we have fun being emotionally and mentally independent because that's what it is, and physically. So we bring to Earth what is more, not less. I didn't think that YouTube would be populated with that many teenagers. But then again, I am stable, mature, adaptive, rational, and teachable. So I take ownership of everything that comes out of my mouth. And if sometimes I'm wrong, I'm okay with saying, you know what? I'm wrong. I got it. You know, I don't know everything. That's why I'm pseudoscience lady plus. I bring human spiritual and spirituality elements together, and this is a subjective experience. So there's no truths out there. And even when I go and meet quantitative data, you know what I know? Yeah, today you told me this. Tomorrow, for all I know, we're going to find out something else. And I'm okay with that because my right mode deals with the uncertainty. And my left mode is my friend because I make up the words that my left mode uses because that's what a three-year-old does. It's called creativity. And imagination, you know, it's the neuroplastic agent of choice. So when you're in a circle, it's a small world after all, like this, your entire life, here it goes. So we know the gooey, ooey, ooey, when somebody's like, ew, it's like, oh, that's good. It's not about protection. It's that they can't handle me because they didn't get what is a very sad, sad thing. They didn't get consistent contingent communication and they didn't get to have fun as a kid. I did. So I'm always laughing inside. And to hear people say, the ones who smile are the most depressed. I've heard this my entire life. I'm like, okay, look, we all have emotions. But some of us, we use the word depression as a kid because we get taught it by the grown-ups. Ask me if I've ever felt depressed. No, I felt sad, of course. But to me, depression would indicate something in a way that is not and has not happened, but I have a window welcome to my emotional plane. That's why, okay? So it's not hard for me to feel. It's easy. And that's the difference with some people. So once it's easy for you to feel or you're okay with saying, you know what, I want to go on board. Come on over and we have fun here with relationships. The grown-up way versus distorting and manipulating information, saying, it always happens to me. This always happens. The world's all shitty. So Albert Einstein, he says, stay away from negative people. They got a problem for every solution. Stay away from negative blue people. They're always down and under in the dumps as if something horrendous has happened and they don't want to go to good therapy or personal development or any of that. They just want to say, no, Maria, men suck. Women suck. They suck. And then they come back around. The ones who are on Elsa's journey, yeah, that one's really fabulous, by the way, as a 5D mystic and a reader. Okay, so here's the deal. If you're a 5D mystic and you're a divine feminine, you're going to be like I am. No reader can read you, but see, this is because we're a piece of consciousness. We're a piece of Purusha Prakriti. We already know unconditional love and our own energy. So we are not fixed. We're a self that consistently expands. In fact, that's why we're always, we don't feel changed, we feel expanded because the center of us stays connected. So whenever I am being here, I feel more of Maria, not less. And whenever people want to tell me, oh, but when you were six or you were 13, I'm like, what are you talking about? Just because my 6-year-old, does age not matter? I mean, it's not changed. I'm consistently loving life the same way I did. I just expanded how I talk about it. Okay, so some people they want to be picky about it. So I say, fine. You think I've changed? That's okay with me. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. Paint me whatever picture you want, 3-year-old, because that's what you're doing when you're interrupting a person who wants to say, this is who I am. Some of us know how to have fun with it because that's what people always do. They manipulate information from their own mouths and they tell you what they think you are. And even if you try to correct them, they say, no, you're wrong about yourself. I know your subconscious. Really? You think so? Okay, cool. What are you? What's your degree today? So that's how we handle integrated brains. We don't care if you want to tell us what we are because we're okay with it. That's what it's called to be empowered and 5D. So the earth, it's beautiful to be here. Not to mention, it makes me laugh every time somebody's like, we're not from here, Maria. It's like, okay, you know what? I do know I'm from the future because that's one of the first things I knew as I got Claire's. I was like, I like technology. I like sciences. I like academia. I like everything that is in a home. Don't bring me to the forest. I don't want to go there. And my friend and I, as I got downloads, I began to get downloads. We're like, yep, you're from the future. I'm like, yes, I am. Nope, I'm not an elemental. And I actually have a very clear idea of how that happened. So for to be continued, any person who is a 5D mystic, divine feminine, come on over and have fun. That way we can talk about downloads and Akashic record readings without sounding like we think that there's some tragedy going on outside, because the 4D keeps on talking about life like there's tragedy. Okay, so let's leave them to their tragedy and let's us have fun. They're on Elsa's journey. They might figure it out. Let me out, let me out, and let out that poor inner child at some point. Okay, so here's where the frequency of Earth, I'm going to read that one, and then we'll keep on talking for a little bit longer. The frequency of Earth activates our deep connection to this physical plane by showing us the beauty of all the aspects of our great mother and revealing the more ethereal spiritual aspects of our nature. And by the way, so spirituality, the journey, like I was saying, the first thing is getting grounded in your humanity. And that's why your inner child is very important. Once you have that, of course, there's all those ancient textbooks, but we don't use the esoteric stories. You will use whatever you are called to use. As a person who's a 5D mystic, this is where I'm not the one who tells you. You're the one who comes and joins the community and brings to us your sciences and spirituality. Your unison, okay? So prosperity and universal love. Prosperity supports our feeling of well-being by allowing the inclusion of everything that makes our body, mind, heart, soul, and spirit sing. I know so many people in the 4D community, the spiritual bypassers, keep on wanting to separate the mind and spirit and self and tell you, don't, there's nothingness. This is what confuses a person who has yet to find stability within their own left and right mode. If you don't know how to have a subjective experience with another solo self and to accept each other with your differences, your ego's always going to get pissy in its pants. Okay, so this we're and this is a basic. This is for people who can easily work through an attachment wound or trust wound. We have people who have actual need of more securely attached people because they can move out of what is emotional neglect or physical abuse trauma, and they need people who are capable of being safe haven, secure bases, which we're going to talk about in our next episode on when a self-empowered woman deals with maladaptive behaviors of men, women, days, and relationships. I don't know any days, but I'm including all because it's where if I meet any maladaptive person, I'm not going to be mean, which is what people say, be mean. No, I'm not going to be mean to a poor 3-year-old who has a heartbroken shame button, a 0-1-year-old that's freaking out, and a teenager who's leading the room, and they're not doing anything except for being what? Envious, jealous, spiteful. I saw it all as a teenager. That's nothing. You are not physically touching me. So as long as you have nothing for me to call the cops on you, I'm going to smile and laugh because in my head, you're not doing anything. One, two, I grew up to know how to be kind. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because why would I treat you in any way, shape, or form in the way that I don't want to be treated? It's a contradiction. So some of us, we care about mental health and about humanity and about being consistent. So I'm not going to treat you in a way that I don't want to be treated. See how self-serving that is? But it keeps you humble and consistent as well. Thank you, God. Because the other part is I am flawed and imperfect. So I know that I can do something that you'll say, wow, she broke my heart. And that means I'm mean. Did I do it on purpose? No. Can I prove it? No. So the point is, when you can understand that what's in here is never provable and you absolve yourself, but that doesn't mean you don't listen to people. So what I've learned to do is, as a healthy self-worth person, if I come to you and you come to me and we talk, great. If you accuse me of something and then you don't want to hear my side, fuck that shit. Bye. I'll say I'm sorry, but I'm done with you. And I won't be rude about it because it's not about me being right or wrong. It's that we have not matched. Because if I'm going to tell you to believe me and you don't want to, then I'm going to say, okay, there's no trust here. You don't believe my word. You're wanting to assume what I'm thinking and or doing. So it's not an equation of personal. It's not personal. It's more of we are not a match. We're not going to be a match. And I'm not going to acquiesce to something that is ridiculously a maladaptive child behavior, by the way, with you not even looking at the distortions and the manipulations that you're making with this, but I want it this way and I don't, you know? So it's, again, beyond the solo self and connection doesn't mean one person subjects themselves to another person's emotional needs. No, the emotional need is a nervous system. You can learn to be a grown-up about things that people do differently. That's why solo poly is really great over here. Relationship anarchy and non-hierarchical, everyone's special, and that's because every three-year-old will say, wow, that's a fun person, that's a fun person, and that's a fun person. And then there are some that are not in that group, but that's for another conversation. So the twin flame thing and flames, when you figure out who they are, you won't figure it out. It'll be snap and done. You know, that's it. You're done, meaning you move with the relationship because you're choice points for each other. Soulmates, the same thing goes. And as you build those relationships, you're actually going to see what is beautiful is you see your entire oversoul. So that's for my 5D mystics. You don't have anyone guiding you. You just consistently get downloads and it adds. It adds to, where is Merkabar? I wanted to give you that visual, but I can't find it. So we'll just have to go with universal love. And okay, so first, prosperity, I'll finish this one. It invites us to express ourselves in joy and celebration of the abundance and riches that the universe provides. Integration of the brain made visible. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. It is compassion and integration and, excuse me, compassion and kindness. And like I said, some people won't see that as kindness because if you are secure attachment and they have not received that their first year of life, you are scary as fuck. Their body is going to be like, get away from me. I don't like you. Something's off. You're a liar, liar, pants on fire. And it's not funny. If they become self-aware and then they watch you walk a walk and talk a talk, and then they say, huh, wait a minute, let me look. They'll figure it out with the 2024 information that is out there, that they have childhood trauma, not the other way around, that they have some evil bitch or witch in the midst. I'm just letting you all know. And the 4D, they don't like us either because we remind them, you're not anointed and special. You're not carrying some cross. Nobody gets on a pedestal, not a twin flame, not a soulmate, not you. And they don't like to be brought down to groundedness because they want to be that special Elsa because that's the part of what makes me know you don't find yourself special. You have a name. You know how beautiful you are as a human? Why are you living in a movie? You don't know how to welcome yourself as a person. So the flesh that you are, and, you know, it's, where's Sadhguru? The flesh that you are, and the mind and the emotion, you get to experience you when you get to true aliveness. And so, again, it's only though if people get self-aware that they go on a journey, a good mental health journey for those who need the good therapist, and some don't want that. And that's a sad thing. But we're a new era because we have good neuroscientists, neurobiologists. We have the good sciences people who are trying to spread the word. And I've met a couple more of them online, and they're helping me to understand how to organize our conversations for all. I'm going to try and get out of this one to move to the next episode. Okay, the frequency of universal love activates the connection we feel to each other, to our planet, and to the whole of existence itself. So here at IHP, I have always looked to inspire people to be their self and the infinite higher human conscious potential. And thanks to academics, I know how to explain to you about yourself. And as for mysticism, I already knew that it was going to be fun, but I never thought of it as something special, because the minute that I got clairs was the minute that I knew I was going to be rejected by groups of people that I love to this day, because they, like I, believe in Jesus, but I bring forth his name in a different way as well as God. So I do know people of faith. They truly know that we are all one. Reiki masters, tarot card readers, Akashic record readers, they don't have this way of judging us, but there's other people, they will not see us in the same light. In fact, I got this funny friend of mine, and he used this word as he's figured out that I am a tarot card reader. And so he wrote me, he said, did you become, and the word is in Italian, and I don't know how to translate it in English, but it's not negative, it's not positive, it's one of those that depends on how they see me. So if they see me as a good witch, then I'm okay. If they want to see me as an evil witch, then I'm not okay. And so it is what it is. Here's Sadhguru, the life within you is not there to serve your body, mind, or emotion. Body, mind, and emotion are there to serve life. If you get integrated, that's when you're going to feel that, because your divine feminine one is your body, your divine masculine is your mind. That's how I share it with you. I also like to share with you that the masculine is the left, it's the digital, the right and wrong, and here's where the maladaptive child is, because as long as you're not paying attention to if you say I like and don't like, then you're ignoring a part of your equation. If you have, though, the incapacity to take a look at the depths of you, that will be because of being overwhelmed by things from your past. So the beginner's mind is only something you can do if you begin to do mindfulness, so practicing focused attention, awareness, and then that kind intention or neutral intention, but noticing the emotions that come up. So it's not, I don't have a preference, like my friends, sometimes my good friends, they like to say, you have an opinion, you have preferences. And I say, yes, but I'm not casting stones. And they say, yes, but you still organize things. And so when somebody, a divine masculine in particular, learns to speak the language of the divine feminine, they understand what we mean. And that's one of the most amazing parts of your oversoul journey, by the way, is that all relationships, the twin flame and flames, for those of us who have more than one, and then our soulmates, and there's no words to ever share what a divine feminine knows every piece of her oversoul brings her. It's not later, it's instinctive, immediate, which is why there's no saga or drama. Again, the obsessive thinking that the 4D collective talks to you about, it's twofold. The 4D collective has not reclaimed their humanity. So they're not overflowing with it, which is why divinity doesn't descend. They are not aware of their one-year-old and three-year-old. Okay, so I read to you something from Robert Sapolsky in yesterday's episode, and I'm going to read it again because this is part of what is important for you to understand about consciousness. So consciousness is when you're a flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable brain. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. So when you have bilateral integration, and this is when in the machines it shows that we are in a physiological state of compassion. So I think the word is eustress. So when a challenge is presented, my nervous system doesn't go to my threat. My nervous system stays in my mammalian heritage, my ventral vagal, which is engaged with the prefrontal cortex, if I remember correctly, while the brainstem or back here is what is engaged when you're in a threat response, which is the survival mode, which then indicates to me that your first 3 years of life, implicit memory, you're not taking ownership of those. And then we got the 3 to 7 shame submissive. Okay, so your first 8 years of life, that's your subconscious. Now, it's not about you having to explore all of that, because this is the part of where none of you necessarily will know where you're at until you do. And let's just put it this way. How do you deal with the uncertainty of knowing that you are a person and that's it? Put to the side all your clairs and everything, okay? You're just a human. Use your name. And there's nothing more than just this life. And begin there. Allow yourself to bask in the glory and the embodiment in the joy of being here. And that spirit is the essence. I like to use the heart. I mean, use your name, the essence of you, and what you share with people. To those of us who feel the depths, it's because we have intimacy here. If you don't have intimacy here, and so let's say you feel like empty, then I'm going to know that this and you don't have yet a relationship, which I'm going to say, take it easy and allow yourself to slowly do reflective practices, slowly do yoga, slowly do everything and get a good therapist that you can, you know, network with or get on board with, because I'm wondering now, where's your window of tolerance? Okay, so these are all very important topics that people, they don't look into for themselves. They're busy using words and they're busy online. We get to create the conversation. So again, the 4D is out there for those who don't want to do any of the emotional stuff. They don't want to do I am a self. They want to keep on being spiritual bypassers because that makes them feel special. So here's Robert Sapolsky, your frontal cortex. And this is only part of a 50-minute video that I haven't watched yet, but I have his book, I've seen more of his interviews, and I know enough about the brain thanks to Daniel Siegel, Bessel van der Kolk, my courses with NICABM, Somatopia, my trauma courses, Awakened Embodied Certificate with the Embodied Philosophy, and so many more I could list it. So at this point, I'm not in neuroscience by any means, nope, I'm not an expert, but I am knowledgeable, and I have educational certificates and hours, and I've had enough of them explaining it to me again and again and again for me to understand. And then to bring to you. And so 5D again, Christ consciousness always has meant the same thing to me. And today I can say, okay, now I know 4D is going to stick around. So it's 3D because it's called, they have different belief systems. So when somebody says, Maria, I don't believe in Reiki. Or they say, well, since we're all the same energy, then I can do it too. Neither equations, I will respectfully say, yeah, that's fine. You don't have to believe in anything if you don't experience it. And yes, you are the energy. So I already know that's the truth. You can do, you can access if you want. But if somebody tells me, I don't believe in Patrick McNamara, neuroscientist, who says there's no demons in the body of people. And I don't believe in Daniel Siegel, who explains what are they? Consciousness barriers and memory barriers in a DID patient with disorganized attachment. That's when I shut my mouth because I'm in front of a buffoon. And so I choose that I'm not going to engage with an ignorant human being. And they're an evil ignorant, not for a devil or a demon. No. Because they're perpetuating rumors like yoga bringing demons out of you and telling people that something that is instead good for you is bad for you because of you bringing forth some ancient textbook, which you don't even have the capacity, intellectually speaking. At this point, what I'm doing is being a stable, mature, adaptive, rational, teachable person who learned as a three-year-old, share the floor, be nice, don't say anything, be humble. And that's actually exactly why Shiva comes in, Kali's out the door, and Krishna Lila's like, let's get rid of this person. Here, three-year-old, have the floor. See you later, alligator. I'm not going to use any of my time with you because the minute you speak that level of buffoonery, I'm going to say you really are a flat earther, but I can't say that to you because I'm 4'9". I don't stand a chance, and that's because I'm a 4'9" woman that I know I don't stand a chance. As a teenager, I didn't care about this stuff. As I began to get older, because I realized just how annoying it was to tell people to their face something that is the truth, I learned how to do, sure. And then, you know what's nice is when people are like, okay, tell me more about what you're thinking, because I'm curious. And when they are actually curious, that's what makes really, really great relationships. So your frontal cortex, again, it's part of your brain, or it is the part of the brain that is the freest from genetic influences. So when you talk about genes, I still get lost with it too, but it has everything to do with those first 3 years of life, your implicit memory in the womb. There's also aspects that take effect. So when you talk about transgenerational trauma, cultural trauma, and this behavior where all of the neurobiologists, neuroscientists, the updated experts, they will share, one, yourself is a verb, not a noun, which is why your pathology, if you understand it, then you can work with your maladaptive behavior. The ones who say we're all fucked up and we're not going to do anything, they're just teenagers who are not wanting to do what is emotional lifting, which Patrick Tihan, childhood trauma survivor, Heal and Healing, shares. There's a lot of people, he tells his community, that won't do what you're doing. They don't want to do the hard lifting because it's really scary, tiresome, and, you know, it takes you to want to do it. And there's no motivation because the movies make it look cool to be up and about doing projection. And I'm not even kidding right now. So let's motivate people to understand secure attachment is not boring. It's the most amazing of journeys you could achieve. Your body's already seeking to bring you home, as is your brain. Okay, let's finish with lovely Robert here. As he says, this frontal cortex, it's the part of the brain that is the freest from genetic influences because it is still being sculpted by the environment and experience a quarter century after you came out of the womb. Whereas the rest of your brain, he says, is sculpted by 2 to 3 years worth of experience. Now, I'm going to gather that it's those first 2 to 3 years, but I didn't hear the whole interview. So I just know that the first year of our life, the right mode is the only part online. Then by the second year of our life, the left mode comes online, the verbal. And it's with the right that you deal with the unknowns and uncertainties. And it's with that right mode that our attachment system, you get to become a secure attached person or not to your whole self or your not whole self, okay? And then, as he says, we evolved, our genes evolved to free our frontal cortex from strict genetic determinism and to make it much more sculpted by environmental determinism. Now, I'm going to share, he has a book on how he doesn't believe we have free will at all. I'm going to say that's not something I personally agree with, because while I understand determined from being attachment trauma informed and the fact that those 2-3 years of your life definitely are what are impacted, if I explain to you like I did, even if it's a botched up explanation, but I share with you how you are made as a human, and I share with you, yeah, spirituality, we have experiences as mystics, which reminds me, Sadhguru, but that doesn't take away that we're human. Okay, so Sadhguru, the outside can inspire and guide you, but knowing yourself always has to come from within. What Sadhguru doesn't understand is that within is your inner child. And so when he says don't think about the psych stuff, it's not his field of expertise. And I'm going to say think about the psych stuff, because as long as you're telling me humans suck, men suck, women suck, as long as you're bringing me some tragedy, you're in the human suffering love group. You haven't figured out you're human. You're not at the end of it and knowing any of your 0-1-year-old or 3-year-old, okay? So your within involves childhood trauma, if you still have trauma charges, which means getting out of the dysfunctional, dysregulated nervous system that began a journey of unsafe relationships, okay? So that's why people who don't like humans is my first indication that you don't like yourself. I'm not going to say anything because as a teenager, I learned how not to, because everyone's like, no, it's only those humans. And it's like, you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying you're an inconsistency. Your words tell me that inside you, there's something you don't like about being human. And I like everything about being human because I'm not afraid of being human. Because if you have a weapon, I'm going to run away. And if you don't, then I'm not afraid of you. I don't stand a chance. If you start to get pissed in your pants, I'm going to back down. I'm going to want to leave, and I'm okay with you saying chicken because I don't really give a shit because I want to live life. So, you know, this is the part of where people who have empowered egos, we don't really, again, it's a spirituality journey is I'm me. I'm a 3-year-old, you're a 3-year-old, whatever. The spiritual process is like a journey, constant change, always new terrain. Thank you again, Sadhguru. Thank you, Daniel Siegel, and we're going to close on out. Integration of the brain, it's flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable. So when you're fully conscious, my course with him, Consciousness and Change, it's because of being in our mammalian heritage, which is where I'm at, and it's because in the machines it shows my left and right mode, they work together. My default mode network of my brain, self, and other, I ain't scanning. So as long as you have no weapon, I'm going to be engaging with you, which is why your maladaptive child behavior won't touch me here, because you didn't insult me. Your nastiness is not nastiness. I am attachment trauma informed, and today I already knew with Jesus how to do the forgive, turn the cheek, and then treat you the way I wanted to be treated, because it's very straightforward. I'm not going to be mean to you. That's as straightforward as a child can make it, and I won't. I will stay and maintain my heart body and my belly body. Now, we all do make those so-called mistakes. And I do this because as an adolescent, we all have a pruning process. So I don't consider my adolescent years a mistake. No, I consider them the most useful years of my life. In fact, I'll never forget once I finally was like, okay, are we done ignoring our own consciousness? You think you've learned enough? Yeah, I've learned enough. So what's our choice? Well, our choice is that we know what's best for ourselves. And there you go. And that is exactly why for a lovely 5D mystic, you better bet there ain't no twin flame saga. There's Pat Ogden, PhD. You can build in a sense of self-worth in the structure of your brain by taking better care of your body. When you have healthy self-worth, you know that you can tend to your emotional plane, and that's with the brain. So your inner growth mindset, it's always on. And that's because you're expanding consciousness. Some of us got lucky, and some people will get lucky as they enter into the lovely 5D relationship. So our spirituality journey, first of all, getting home to your one-year-old. The divine feminine mystics, we don't have questions about our divine masculines or our twin flame or flames or soulmates. In fact, they always surprise us in most amazing of ways. In most amazing of ways, will you be surprised by all of those who come across your journey? And when it comes to those upsetting aspects, a divine feminine knows everything that happens for a reason, and I get to expand consciousness. I knew as I expanded beyond, for example, the theme of the one, beyond the theme of loving one person, beyond the theme of genders, all of it, beyond the theme of traditional marriages, of relationships, beyond the theme of society telling you what to do or not to do. These are not hard for a person who accepts that life is full of unknowns, uncertainties, and unwanteds, and we deal from within with them while going with our flow, the three main modules of the inner growth mindset. So tune on in for more. Remember to ask Maria, paid subscription-based model content on the audio. If you find that I can support you with anything personal development related, self-help, relationships, and also we have one-on-one mentorship. If you're interested in that, you visit the website inspiringhumanpotential.com. And then for our YouTube channel, once we get to 1K, we'll have the Ask Maria option here too. And for my 5D mystics, let yourselves be known, the divine feminines. That means, you know, by the way, that you're not special or anointed. If you think you're special or anointed, it's not 5D yet, okay? So anytime I've met people who think that they're special and anointed, they're spiritual bypassers. We are all spirituality for one, every human being out there. Just some people need good therapy so that they can get into their inner and outer well-being and then connect back with what is a energetic source. We don't need to call it something from the ancient textbooks. That's for the 3D, 4D to keep doing. Okay, so it's not a race. This is where it's subjective experience and minds and how you feel things. If you feel in tune, you're going to feel in tune. And that's one of the aspects that no mystic has ever been concerned with. We know that the audience that resonates with us, it's a community. And in this community, we have also those who think of us as, woo-woo, it's okay. Again, we have fun with our imagination land, and we don't need you to believe in it as true. In fact, actually, the neuroscientists, again, the physicists, they explain the relational field and how we can connect to each other and dreams. And again, Patrick McNamara is a good example of that neuroscientist who talks about how our brain is consistently one healing and what REM does to support that healing. So it isn't going to take away from your spirituality journey to understand the mechanisms of your brain. Actually, it helps people who get told by 4D about devils and demons and evil. It helps people to be reassured. Nothing, don't go there, please. Let's go and find out how your brain is doing and how that fear receptor is doing. And let's work with people who can support you to get flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable so that you can live a good life and good relationships and be expanding with people. Okay, so time of now is here. I was going to say something else, but I don't want to. So I'm going to cut it. Thank you for tuning in again, and we'll be back with some more episodes.